Hey there, welcome to Down to the Wire. I'm Alex Bridger, and that's Zachary Russell. It's been a while since our last show, but we're back. We're outside today for this episode. I think this is episode 7 of Down to the Wire. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of another show. If you hear anything like birds chirping, cars beeping, that you'll know why, because we're outside today. It's a beautiful day in New England, so we're ready to give you a good show. Today's podcast, we're just going to talk about the NBA playoffs, what's going on in the playoffs, and our reactions to some of the biggest games in the playoffs and the biggest series in the playoffs. Following last night, the first series we're going to talk about is the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors series. Now, last night, game two of the series was last week. Steph Curry didn't play that game, but yet the Warriors still found themselves on a winning note. They were at home, so they went up 2-0. But last night, James Harden hit a step-back turnaround jump shot, something crazy like that. I can't really describe it. It was a jump shot in the paint. It was like about 2 seconds left. It gave the Rockets the lead and gave them the win, the 97-96 win, to help them out and to avoid going 3-0 in the series. What are your thoughts on that game and his shot and, the play style of James Harden? We all know how good he is.
Well, I think it's a real confidence booster for not only him but the whole team, and especially Dwight Howard stepping up during that game. So, with that shot, I don't think it's only just a confidence booster. I feel like it's turning the whole team around, and James Harden should be doing better now.
Yeah, Harden almost had a triple-double. He had 35 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. As the plane comes by. Like I said, we're outside today, so it's going to be a lot of different noises. Like you said, yeah, it was a huge game for Harden, who had pretty much, a third of his team's points. So that's huge. It was a rough night for the Warriors. They were trailing by 17 at halftime. Yeah, the Warriors were trailing 17 at half. Klay Thompson went 0-for-7 behind the three-point line. So, obviously, I've been saying this for so long, and I know I'm not the only one who said it, and I know a lot of people would agree with me. Without Stephen Curry, this team would be terrible. In my eyes, this team wouldn't even make the playoffs. And if maybe they'd make the playoffs. Maybe as an 8 seed, nothing better than that. Without Steph Curry, this team is a totally different team, and I think we saw that last night. But a huge win for the Rockets. I mean, they needed this one. They lost without Curry. I mean, the Warriors won without Curry, game two. If that happened again to me, that would be ridiculous. I think that would just be an embarrassment on the Houston Rockets' part. So this was a must-win for them, no doubt about it. Do you think the Rockets can actually make some noise? I mean, because if Steph Curry misses another game, and the next game will be in Houston, I think the Rockets can definitely knock the series up at 2 games apiece.
Well, they definitely have a chance, especially with the confidence booster of last night. But I'm pretty sure Curry, in my opinion, will come back for game 4 because, I mean, he's had plenty of ankle injuries throughout his whole career so far. So I feel like he'll come back game 4 and they'll knock it out and make it 3-1, go back to Oracle Arena and win it 4-1.
I'm going to slow it down. I agree that he's going to come back. I think the only reason why he didn't play game 3 is because, maybe the injury, they didn't want to make it worse, and they said, okay, we beat this team already without Curry. We can maybe beat him again. And they actually almost did. They only lost by a point, which, came with like 2.7 seconds left. So it's not like they got blown out by 20. In Oracle, they lost by 1 point in Houston without their best player. So I agree. We're making predictions now. I think this series is over. It's 2-1. But I think regardless whether Curry plays or doesn't play in game 4, I think the Warriors will get the job done. And I think the Warriors will win the series pretty easily. And, move on. I think you said 4-1, close out in Oracle. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I agree with you on that. So a huge night for the Rockets, but I don't think it's going to be enough to
beat the Warriors.
Yeah, beat the best team in the NBA. That's only lost 9 times in the regular season. I don't see them losing more than 2 games, if anything, this series.
It's crazy.
Moving on to another big series, my San Antonio Spurs and the Memphis Grizzlies. Game 3 of that series is on tonight. so far we've seen we haven't really seen any exciting basketball in that series.
It's just been off.
Blowout after blowout.
They've held them to 75 points in under.
Yeah, you mentioned that in game one the score was 106-74. San Antonio crushed it, beating them by 32 points, and then game two, which was a few nights ago, San Antonio won 94-68. So, I mean, it's kind of like watching the same game twice. San Antonio just crushed it at home. It took care of business. They're up 2-0 against a team that isn't really at their full strength with Marc Gasol out, Mike Conley. A lot of their great players are out. Mario Chalmers, exactly. He's out. Matt Barnes is having to take up a bigger role.
Which isn't going to get it done, especially against the second best team in the league.
If these guys were healthy, you know, if there was Marc Gasol and there was Mike Conley, this would be a tough. It wouldn't be a walk in the park like it is now. Maybe a 6-game series, maybe 7. I would probably lean towards 6, but it doesn't matter because this is what it is now. It's a shame that the Grizzlies season is going to end like this. But I think a sweep. I'm feeling a sweep.
I would be shocked. I mean, when you can hold a team to under 75 points, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a sweep as well.
They took care of business at home.
They could win one game, in my opinion, because the Grizzlies, no matter what, are a really effective team
out there. Yeah, they're trying. They have to lay it all on the line because this is their season. They have 2 games. They lose 2 games, they're done. So I think, you know, they just got to talk to each other. Somebody's got to step up and be like, you know, just lay it out all on the line if they want to actually, you know, get something done and potentially beat the Spurs, which I don't think happens. Do you think the Grizzlies can beat the Spurs?
Not by a long shot. Sorry, Grizzlies.
it's not looking good for them. But the thing I've noticed, though,
starting to look like their Vancouver days.
The thing that I noticed after watching both games, it kind of looked. You know, I mean, they came out with some intensity, and they tried in the beginning. But then, you know, the Spurs are one of the best teams at closing out a quarter. I saw some stat during the game last week. Spurs go up like 10-2 to close a quarter, or 12-4 to close out a quarter. Crazy numbers that, you know, you want to finish a quarter with, which give them like 10-point leads at the end of the quarter, at the end of half, stuff like that. And that is remarkable to me because after seeing like the first quarter, the Spurs, it'll be a close game, you know, like 17-16. Then all of a sudden, it'll be like 28-16. Like the Spurs will go on a monster run and close out the quarter, something like that. And that's kind of how they take the momentum and they run with it. And I think that's how they get the job done. And that's how they've, you know, found success, especially in the playoffs against a weak team like the Grizzlies. But yeah. The Grizzlies are definitely hurting, and I don't see any way that the Spurs lose this series. Any thoughts on this series that isn't really, you know, the most exciting series for an NBA fan?
Not much, no.
So I think we both think Spurs win in 4, Spurs win in 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Before we go on to the Eastern Conference, any big predictions on the West? Because, I mean, the West isn't as good as it was last year, but there are still, I think, I don't know why, but I think the team that wins it all this year will be a Western Conference team, whether it be the Spurs, the Warriors, the Thunder.
The Clippers are still in it.
They're looking better than people picked with Blake Griffin back.
It's doing great.
What are your predictions on the Western Conference? I mean, we didn't really talk about the Clippers-Blazers series because it's pretty much a one-sided affair. The Clippers are kind of taking over.
Well, I think the final four teams.
And we didn't even we didn't talk about the Thunder either because, you know, they're up 2-1. But again, it's kind of like the Warriors. They're pretty much they're getting it all done. I mean, the higher seeds that you would expect, you know, the top four, Warriors, Spurs, Thunder, and Clippers, they're getting it done pretty easily. I think, you know,
those are going to be the final four teams, in my opinion.
That's what you're going
to
say.
But I mean, the Dallas and OKC, I feel like goes to 6 or 7, and I feel like the Clippers game could get to 5 if. If the Trailblazers get a win at home, but most likely it'll probably be a sweep.
Yeah, I agree with you. The teams that are winning the series, right, Right now, I think we'll win it all.
Besides, I think when those Final Four teams face in the playoffs, they'll be the most exciting playoff games because it's going to be Warriors, yep. Clippers, Spurs, Thunder. Those are going to be the most exciting teams facing each other during the playoffs, and I can't wait to see both those series be seven-game series.
And those are all matchups that, you know, a few years, maybe last year or the year before, that could have potentially been, well, actually were, you know, Western Conference matchups. But now we're getting the pleasure of seeing them a round earlier. We're going to see the Spurs and the Thunder, which was, you know, they were the two best teams 2 years ago when the Spurs won the finals. They were the two best teams in the West. Now we're going to see that in the next round. We're going to see the Clippers and Warriors, which should have been the Western Conference Finals last year.
So Houston stole it.
Yeah, I'm excited for the next round. I mean, this round wasn't really anything. We should have just, you know, instead of eight teams make the playoffs, just had four and just go from there. But it's going to be the Western Conference teams. That's going to be really exciting to see those games play out. So you think Spurs, Warriors, Clippers, Thunder? Yeah, I agree. Moving on to the East now. We're not really going to talk about the Cavs and the Pistons because I think you agree with me. That series is pretty much over, too. I expect the Cavs to take care of business, even though the Pistons are putting up a fight and are...
Oh, I disagree with you on that.
You don't think they're putting up a fight?
I disagree with the sweep. There's no way there's going to be a sweep.
You think absolutely Detroit actually makes something done? I don't think so.
I say Detroit.
Did you hear about all the trash talk they were talking?
Yeah, of course. Stanley Johnson. I mean, you shut your mouth, young fella. But I mean,
you know, disrespect one of the game's greatest.
But I mean, I guarantee that they can come back and win the series. There's no doubt about it.
No way.
LeBron's worst games have been against Detroit,
they're getting the job done.
Two games in Cleveland. I'm not shocked by that, and I'm also not going to be shocked if I see two games won in Detroit by Detroit.
I expect five games here. No. You think Detroit can actually get something done? No way.
In seven.
Besides the teams I mentioned in the West, the Spurs, the Thunder, the Warriors.
Detroit wins against
Cleveland's up there.
I've said it this whole time. Detroit beats Cleveland first round.
What? I disagree with you there. I think LeBron's too good. I think this team as a whole is too good to not get back to the finals and not potentially win the finals.
I want
to
see Reggie Jackson.
Last year they easily could have.
Andre Drummond in the playoffs doing something.
I don't think so. I think they give it all, and I think they can make something, but I don't think it'll be good enough. Let's quickly get away from that, though, and talk about the Heat and Hornets before we dig into the other two series that we want to talk about.
I feel bad for Charlotte.
Why?
Because, I mean, you're already down 2-0 now. You just lost Nick Batum for the series, probably.
Yeah, he's a big piece of that.
And Kemba Walker is just such a great... like piece of young talent. I feel like he's gonna go far in his NBA future, and I just feel like he should be in the playoffs a little longer, and I really want to see what else he can do, not just be a first round Kemba Walker.
Okay.
I just don't want to see him being a first round guy every year, just like how DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were first round the last 2 years, and now most likely they're gonna make second round. But I want to see Miami is gonna win it 4-0 most likely. With the most improved center, in my opinion, Hassan Whiteside, one of the best shooting guards of all time, and Dwayne Wade. And I just feel like it's going to be 4-0 against Charlotte.
I think the coach of Charlotte, they asked the team if they were going to like switch something up and change their game plan. They said no. So to me, I mean, why not? You're down 2-0, and they haven't been close games, if memory serves me. They were both kind of, you know, lopsided games. And... that, to me, if you're getting blown out in two games, you got to start switching things up. They're in Charlotte, though, however. I think the game's tonight.
Yeah, it's
right. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, last year's playoffs, I think the year before that, we had so many good first-round matchups. And I think this year and last year, you know, it's kind of been let down because we're going to see a lot of sweeps. We're going to see a lot of 4-1. You know, five-game series events because a lot of teams don't really have their starters like Memphis, Dallas, Charlotte. They have all these injuries going on, and I think that's really hurting a lot of teams. I can't believe you think Detroit gets the job done, though, and beats LeBron and Cleveland. He's never lost a first round in his entire life.
Yeah, I know.
Entire career. So I don't see that happening this year.
I don't know. I can see why not. I mean, I believe it. It's playoffs. It's always going to be madness. It's always going to be different. I can't wait to see Detroit win it.
No way.
So bringing home Detroit. Great. Last playoff game in Detroit was 2009. Now it's going to be 2016. No, can't wait to see him bring a first-round playoff.
I think Cleveland advances, and I think Miami advances pretty easily. I would love to see Cleveland and Miami play.
Well, if it does happen.
Is that
That'll be really fun.
They're gonna play, right?
Yep.
They'll be the two teams playing. Yeah.
Wait, no, Miami's third, am I right?
Yeah.
So no, they wouldn't play. It'd be LeBron versus Indy, or Toronto. Oh wait. If Toronto beats Indiana, which is there's a chance obviously that they're gonna win. It's like a 50-50 in my opinion, even though it's 2-1 now. So 1-2-3 is right there. Cavs, Toronto, and Miami. Then the fourth seed is who?
Oh, Atlanta. Boston and Atlanta are the fourth seed.
So,
yeah. We're gonna get to that. All right, before we give our full predictions, let's talk about the other two matchups in the East. You're a Celtics fan. Celtics are my second favorite team, so I have all the respect in the world for the Celtics. I love what they're doing. I love, you know, the kind of season they're having.
Yeah, no kidding. Until Aaron Bradley has to get injured.
Exactly. So that goes like, injuries are a killer.
But there's the thing. We start a first quarter off 19-3 in game two. In Atlanta, I'm pretty sure that's a bad way to start a game, in my opinion.
It's not. You went to the game against Miami, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I watched the best comeback of all time, in my opinion.
They can easily, you know, they'll be down 20-5 and they can make a comeback.
I believe they
can make a comeback out of it, but that's not what they need to do. That's not what they can't get themselves into these big comeback situations.
Time. They need to start good.
Exactly. They got to do good start to finish. They can't just, you know, expect to win all these comebacks. They can do it once in a while, but it's not going to get them very far in this league like this against good teams like Atlanta. When I found out they were playing Atlanta, it seemed like a good matchup for them. They both have the same record. I don't know. They kind of got screwed, though.
I thought we were facing Miami.
Yeah, because they have the same record as Charlotte. They have the same record as Miami, too.
Exactly.
So they got the 5 seed. They could have gotten anywhere from the 3 to 6.
I wanted to face Miami so bad. It's not even funny. I would have wanted that. We beat them 3 times already in the regular season.
Yeah, but then again, the latest one, they almost lost until they came back. But that was a great win.
Yeah, 26-point deficit.
That's cool you were there.
I was there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the Celtics.
But here's the thing.
A shame. They had a great
losing
season.
Losing Avery Bradley isn't just a score from giving us 16, 17 points a game. We're not just losing that. We're also losing our best defender, who's a shooting guard, so we'd probably be facing up Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver, or even Kent Bazemore, who are all three have been shooting the three ball like it's nothing in this series. And not only do we have no defender, we have no scoring. Now everyone's down. All they do is feel like there's no confidence in the team. There's not enough scoring, in my opinion. And I just hope they take 2 wins now in Boston, evening out the series 2-2.
I think they could. I think they will. I expect a huge game tonight.
Absolutely.
Especially from Isaiah Thomas, who's
the all-star.
He's gonna need. They're all gonna need a big. They all have to step up and play their thing. They don't have that, you know. As good as Isaiah Thomas is, he's not a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant, and he's not, you know, a superstar that's gonna give you 50 points night in night out. He's gonna need help from, you know, other guys in that team, and they play team ball, and that's how they have to beat Atlanta, who also plays team ball. So I think it's a pretty even matchup. But they could have won that first game. They got blown out in the second game.
I say Boston wins it in 7.
I said 6, and now I don't know what I say now because, you know.
7. I don't think they're just going to win 4 games straight now. That'd be great. That'd be amazing. But I say they win it in 7.
I would love for them to, you know, pull like 2004 Red Sox Yankees, to come back down 3-0. Because I don't think a team's ever came back from 3-0 in the playoffs.
I believe the Boston did it when the truth was here against the Knicks. I believe he did.
No, but he actually won the series.
Yeah, I mean,
I know teams have done it, but they never. No team has ever won the series.
Like,
and no team in the finals has ever won the series down 3-1, I believe. So, I think I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens within a year from now, or maybe even now. But me, you know, I like the Celtics. But I don't know if. They can't go back to Atlanta down 3-1. They need to win these next 2 games. That's what they need to focus on now. Forget about going back, you know, for game 6. Just play these 2 games and tie the series up 2-2. That's the biggest thing in my eyes. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now, before we give those predictions, though, let's finish it off talking about the 2-7 seeds. Toronto Raptors, Indiana Pacers. Pacers... You know, they got the job done, and they beat the Raptors the first game of the series, which stunned a lot of people, including myself. But now, you know, the Raptors kind of they woke up from that, and now they...
They're up 2-1.
And they weren't close games either. They were pretty solid 10-point games, you know. As good as Paul George is, and as good as a team Indiana has, Toronto, to me, it's just like Cleveland. Those two teams are so good, and I don't see anybody beating it. I see those two in the Eastern Conference Finals. Anything on the series between the Raptors and the Pacers?
Well, I mean,
I still think there's a little bit left to it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I'm like kind of on the fence on this. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the series ended 4-1, but I wouldn't be surprised if it ended 4-3 either.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I feel like it's gonna be Game 7 in Toronto. It's gonna be a nail biter. I feel like it is a bold prediction, but I mean, I feel like it's gonna be Indiana Toronto overtime Game 7.
Jeez.
Imagine that. I feel like that's going to happen. Overtime Game 7. Toronto and Indiana, but I'm not sure who wins it.
Yeah, we need like, one good series.
This is, like, most matched up series. It's, like, the hardest series to see who wins. Like, they're both amazing teams, especially in Paul George making the best comeback season in maybe NBA history, coming back to score over 24 or 25 points in the regular season. He's doing great.
I want to see one exciting first round series. I mean, most of them are. We've seen a lot of good games, like they won last night, Houston and Golden State. But you know, we haven't seen anything big from a lot of the West teams. You know, a lot of blowouts. I want to see something big in the first round. And if Toronto and Indiana, you know, if that's the matchup that has the best series, I'm fine with that, because I mean both teams are pretty exciting teams. I mean, Toronto is probably one of the most improved teams from last year to this year. In my eye, I don't know. I mean, they've just looked a lot better this year than they ever have for a while now. And I would love to see them go far in the East. We're going to wrap it up now, make this podcast a little shorter than some of the usual ones. So we said in the West, the four teams, Spurs, Warriors, Clippers, and Thunder, those are going to be the final four in the West. Let's go to the East now. Your final four.
I know everyone that's probably going to listen to this podcast is going to think I'm crazy, but listen to me. Hear me out. I'm going to leave the craziest one last. Okay.
So, I know where you're going.
Yep. I'm going to go... I can't really see this Toronto and Indiana, so let me start off with Boston. I'm going to go with Toronto. Then I'm going to go Miami and Detroit. And that's my final four.
So Boston, Miami, Toronto, Detroit.
Yep.
You're
like two against them, kind of.
I picked the Celtics to win the series before they got down in the 2-0 hole, so I'm gonna stick with it.
Yes.
So, you know, there's no point in me switching up. I picked the Celtics to win that series, so I'm gonna stick with that. So Boston. So the 5 seed wins that. 3-6. I'm gonna stick with Miami. Too many injuries on Charlotte's side. Miami's playing really good right now, defensively, especially on the defensive side. So Miami stays in. Toronto stays in. Hopefully a good series, but I just think Toronto's no match. Indiana's no match for Toronto. After that first game, they kind of realized, okay, we got to start playing our kind of ball now. And, you know, I think Toronto's going to get it done there. So Boston, Miami, Toronto, and Cleveland. As much as I would want Detroit to get the job done, I just don't see it happening against LeBron James and the Cavaliers. So that's really it, though. I think we've seen a couple good games in the first round so far. Hopefully we'll see some more exciting basketball. Any final thoughts on what we've seen so far and what you think will happen?
I hope there's more excitement. I hope this is just like an appetizer and I'm waiting for a real meal.
All right, well, that's all the time we have today for Down on the Wire. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Tune in to our next episode, which will probably be next week, something like that, or next month. I have no clue. We got to get more consistent with that. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DTTWirePodcast. You know, share your opinions on what you think will happen in the playoffs. And how you feel about some of the matchups that you've seen. I'm Alex.
I'm Zach.
Thanks for listening. Have a good day.